Tiny Tim.
This new system, if you kill it,
it still plays the whole...
Doesn't stop anything. All right. Greg, you said you had two things. The text line is remaining. What was Greg's second thing?
Correct.
That you were excited about.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot.
I forgot, too. The
second announcement.
Text line caught it.
While we're on the gift-giving thing, we had a gift-giving competition. I'll tell you a little bit about Sparks and his gift-giving.
I am a great gift giver.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're in the office yesterday. We have an office here, after the show.
Oh, yeah.
And we're sitting there, and our boss comes in. And we have a boss who, he's our boss, but sometimes he just comes in, hangs out, chats with us a little bit or whatever in the office.
Yeah.
I'm editing. I hear Sparks and our boss chatting. And they're talking about Christmas. And Sparks is explaining how he's going to give his son some Christmas gifts. And we're like, oh, okay, what are you going to get him? Sparks says, oh, there's some stuff he was given for his birthday that we didn't give him yet. We're going to re-gift it to him for Christmas. That's the best gift giver guy, how he handles things with his son. He's going to re-gift him old stuff that people already gave him.
First of all.
And we thought that your son was your favorite.
Yeah. Imagine how he treats the other one.
Yeah. She gets nothing.
Wow.
Let me.
Yeah, what are you getting her, a barbed wire t-shirt?
First of all, how dare you? Secondly, I don't see a problem with it.
Oh, my God.
I don't.
You can't take gifts for his birthday and re-gift him for Christmas.
He didn't. We never gave it to
him
for his birthday.
What is wrong with you?
Why? What was wrong with
his
birthday?
You're a grown man with a job. What are you talking about?
My son doesn't need that much.
Oh,
my son's birthday's in October. We had a birthday party for him.
Not even that close.
The people, I know, it's been sitting in my trunk of my car for that long.
Oh, my God.
Tell me
it's not a puppy.
No, I hope not. My son's birthday is in October. We had a birthday party. A lot of his friends, kids that he plays with, were very generous and nice enough to bring him presents. So he got a ton of stuff. We already have so many toys. We have so much crap in the house. I thought it would be really smart if, hey, two birds, one stone, we'll give him half the presents now. And we'll bank the other half. We already sent out thank you cards to the other ones. We got the presents. He's going to open up his birthday present on Christmas without being the wiser. We don't have to spend any money on the Christmas presents. They're already bought. We slow down the giving on the stuff in the house.
Oh my
He's
God.
Just as happy. And there's no harm, no fault. So there's a win-wins here.
And you're
saving
money.
You sent out thank you cards for the stuff you haven't even given him yet?
Yeah.
Wow.
What? He can't write yet.
Oh, man. Oh,
wow. I wrote out, my wife did it. Wrote thank you notes and everything. What? There's nothing wrong with this.
You can't go buy him a new gift?
Right.
He doesn't need anything else, man.
Oh, my God.
Plus, his birthday was already covered. He got everything. It's fine.
Oh, my God.
I don't understand what's the big deal.
Some kids don't like having their birthday too close to Christmas. His kids is like 2 months before.
Seriously.
I would have done it if his birthday was
not even close.
His birthday was in February. I would have saved him till Christmas.
Ugh.
It doesn't matter.
Wow, dude.
Dude, kids don't need that much stuff. They don't need it. You should be thankful for what he got, and now he's going to be thankful for what he already got.
So what are you going to do if people send him new stuff, though? You're going to send out thank you notes and keep that on his birthday?
New stuff? What do you mean new
stuff? For Christmas.
You're just going to be banking all this stuff for every year.
Yeah.
So that you don't have to buy him things.
It's a brilliant, brilliant idea, isn't it?
Oh, please. He's going to wind up with the equivalent of a Weekend at Bernie's DVD here in about like 3 or 4 years because nobody's going to know what it is anymore.
It's very unloving of you.
How is it unloving? What are you talking about? I'm making him a better person.
Plus, you're screwing the people that sent the gifts. They want him to have it then. They don't want him to get a thank you note and then get it four months later.
No, they wanted him to have a present.
Oh.
He's getting a present.
Okay.
What's the problem? Yes. He's still getting a present.
This is weird.
Yeah,
it's not weird. It's brilliant.
Never heard of that before.
You got less things that are going to end up in the ocean. I'm making his life better for his future. He's not going to be this, you have so many presents. They're just going to be expecting a ton every year. He's not going to be expecting. He's going to appreciate what he has. It's brilliant.
Daddy, I need new shoes.
Here's some duct tape. Shut up.
No, I'll be able to afford new shoes because I'm not buying presents.
How about getting
new
shoes for Christmas?
No. He did get a bunch of new clothes for Christmas. That's what he got.
Yeah, what are you giving him those when he's 12?
No. No.
Ridiculous.
He's already got them.
I've never heard something so ridiculous.
Would you stop? It's not that bad. There's nothing wrong with this. What's BK?
Sparks, what were you thinking? He didn't even buy those presents.
Yep.
Those were gifts from the neighbors and his friends.
Yep.
So what?
Now you're turning around and essentially, to me, the way I look at it, you essentially stole his presents.
Yeah.
What? Not stealing.
Set them on the side.
That's exactly
what
I did.
And now you're giving them to him like you're giving them to him and Santa Claus is giving them to him.
Yeah.
When he finds out when you're old, he's older, he finds out you did something like this, you're going to destroy him.
Destroy him? What are you talking about?
Dude,
no.
Yeah, you're stealing the valor of the other people that gave the gift.
That's
not even your gift to give.
It's birthday gifts. Yeah.
I'm leaving them wrapped up. I'm just putting one under the tree. It still says who they're from.
Oh, my God. So there's, like, happy birthday wrapping paper on
them? It says happy birthday?
No, there's no...
Merry Christmas.
Your kid's going to think he's Jesus.
No.
Sparks, come on now. You honestly cannot...
First of all, they came in gift bags, okay? And they're just generic ones with, like, balloons and stuff on them. It's not a big deal.
Balloons aren't a Christmas thing.
They can be. I'll just put a bow on it, and we're fine.
Oh, my God.
What's the problem? Seriously.
Sparks,
what?
You are definitely the description of cheap. Straight up, there is no way you can justify that in your mind that it's all right.
This is how he has so much money.
I don't have any money.
So he doesn't spend it on his kids.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
Spend on other things.
He throws a birthday party, gets some cake and ice cream, invites a bunch of people, takes the presents, and then bangs them out.
Brilliant.
It's amazing that he didn't give one of you guys some of the presents.
Yeah actually, exactly. I'll be honest, 100%.
Was this reusable straw from your... Are you serious?
He re-gifted the usable straw.
You re-gifted to me. I am so glad you lost.
Hold on.
Oh, my God.
The reusable straw was... Amazon sent that to our house by mistake. And I just gave it to you.
You made up a price for the reusable straw.
Jeez.
So you could lie during our secret Santa.
No. I know it's under $10 because Amazon goes, if it's under $10, just keep it. If it was over $10, they make us return it.
Oh, my God.
So I know it was under $10.
Wow.
I didn't make up the price.
Do you, like, put out cookies for Santa with your kid and everything?
Yeah.
And she's like, how come these cookies say Happy Halloween, Daddy?
Oh, Davey, that is awful.
Ah, David's gone.
Wow.
Sky.
Jake.
Nobody wants to talk to you.
I'm looking at him. Sparks are crazy. Sparks are an idiot. I'm looking at the screen or sheet.
The fifth man gave up.
Yeah. Seriously.
Look, I don't think it makes me cheap. I think it makes me smart, okay? I think it makes me wise. Yeah. I tell you guys, I'm frugal. Yeah. I am frugal.
You're frugal.
But at the same time, my son has a ton of toys, and we don't have a big house. I have a very small house, so it clutters up everything. And he doesn't need all of it. He doesn't even play with all the toys he's got. So I'm gonna cut it like it's cocaine, and I'm gonna stretch it a little bit farther, and it's gonna be fine. And stolen valor? No, I'm not rewrapping them. I'm just gonna throw them back under the tree. Here you go. He's three. He's not gonna know. All right, I'm gonna have you tell him. It's a perfect idea.
I just find it so sad.
It is.
Why is it sad?
Is sad?
There's nothing sad about it.
It really is sad. It's like dark and sad.
I mean,
the very being that personifies this very energy is with us right now.
Oh, is this Stefan? Sorry, Stefan? Stefan?
Yeah, so Stefan, you got it right.
Stefan, okay, what's up, dude?
Man, I felt a little sorry for you yesterday because of the whole thing, but after this whole realization that you basically just gave her a free straw, I'm never feeling sorry for you after when you lose again. I was one of the rare fifth men that's actually kind of on your side.
Thanks, man.
Time when you lose, not anymore, bro.
His backhanded compliment.
What?
Yeah,
not horrible. Anymore.
Wow.
Bro,
I'm never.
Greg got me a spoon from the kitchen.
Oh, no. I made you a craft, and it's amazing.
So. Greg got me a spoon from the kitchen. He didn't give me anything, bro.
He turned it into something.
I'm never getting you peanut butter again, Sparks.
Oh, come on.
I'll take it.
No.
You got a birthday cake for me.
Ah, okay. I'm not. I need that free stuff, bro. Hey, Big John. What's up, dude? Go ahead.
Hey, Sparks.
Yeah.
Smart moves, man. I'd have done the same stuff.
Thank you. Brilliant. I'm not getting any love over here, man. This is a good way to fight.
Don't get me wrong. Your gift was horrible for Izzy, but, I mean, if I would have got the straw for free, I'd have probably gave it to her, too. So.
There you go, dude.
Yeah, are you going to give gifts to your kids from, like, last birth holiday?
Why not?
John? Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye, John. All right. Look, if you want to weigh in
there.
On it, 876-3692. We'll still take your calls. I want some people on my side, man. I really think that this is, you guys are blowing it out of proportion. I think it's a brilliant idea. It's gold. Yeah. Don't shake your head, Mateo. Don't do that.